Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome back to another episode of No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain, the podcast that delivers real truth, rich flavor, and that unfiltered energy that your soul craves. I am your host, Lala Davi, and honey, today we're not just talking love. We're breaking it all the way down in this episode. We're going hormones, hustle, and heartstrings in this episode that I like to call the vasopressin effect. And I'll definitely explain it for you because we're diving deep, and I mean deep, into the sneaky brain chemicals that actually make men fall in love. Not the roses, not the romance, and definitely not that recycled 3 a.m. text saying, "What you doing?" So grab your tea, light a candle, and pull that man closer if you want, or just push him back, depending on where y'all stand, because today's topic is so scandalous. It's so juicy, and it's just so scientifically savage. You'll wonder why no one told you about this sooner, okay? Have you ever been bonding with a man who isn't chemically bonding back to you? No. Let me explain. Are you unknowingly stressing his man out without even knowing you stressing his ass out? Like, you stressing him out in the wrong way and pushing him away. And let me get into it for a bit. Ladies, are you ready to really just master the art of making your man crave your approval, your bun, craving your soul, and want to whisper your name like it's a sacred chant, all in one, just using simple psychology, simple hormones, and just the right amount of pressure? Yes, we applying pressure, ladies. Get in here. But wait a minute, because it's just not science, okay? This is not a science class. It's more of a strategy session. So what we do know is a lot of the times we'll hear these fellas saying, "You gotta be your man's piece. You gotta be his piece." But what if I tell you being his piece is actually making you boring in his brain? Have you ever thought about it that way? Well, if not, buckle up, because this one is definitely about to ruffle a few fragile egos around here and wake up a few sleepy hearts, because being his piece or his emotional weighted blanket, you know, is two different things, okay? And let's talk about it, because there's that phrase that floats around the internet so frequently: a real woman is supposed to be her man's piece. Oh yeah? That sounds sweet, right? Until you realize that being his piece sometimes translates to don't challenge him, don't express your needs, and don't question his behavior. Just smile like a good little girl while he act up like he's auditioning for some type of love and hip hop scene, the toxic edition, okay? Sis, that's not peace. That's performative patience, okay? And we're not doing that. You're not a yoga retreat. You're the whole package. You're a human being, okay? So when some men say they don't want peace, what they really mean is they want some emotional silence every now and then, you know. Don't talk about your feelings. Feelings, what are those? Especially to those emotionally unavailable men. They most definitely don't want to hear anything that you got to say about your feelings, okay? So shut up. They don't want to be called out or checked or, you know, stretched thin in the midst of your emotions, okay? But real peace comes from growth. It comes from honesty and two people really holding each other accountable. Not you playing emotional babysitter while he gets to throw tantrums and call it masculinity. And here's the kicker. If you really do this, okay, you're in your feminine energy, okay? If you really overdo the peaceful energy thing, okay, you can really accidentally look boring in his mind with you overdoing that, okay? And why is that, Lala? I'm gonna tell you why. Because in his weird ass brain, it's wired for stimulation, it's wired for challenge, and it's wired for a bit of mystery. If you're always in chill mode, you're always agreeable, and you're always available, he starts to think, okay, you're some type of Sunday nap, you know, when he actually wants to have a Friday night type of energy, you know, not Sunday school or Bible study, or even though all of this is cool, don't get me wrong, okay? And I'll get into that a little bit later, but it's all about biology, baby. That same dopamine effect that makes him want to crave excitement at work or excitement in the gym, that is absolutely the same one that gets bored when the relationship feels too safe. So no, you don't have to throw plates to keep his attention, but you also don't have to dim your fire just to keep his peace. Be the type of woman who brings emotional clarity, okay? Not constant calm. You know, be the one who brings depth, not drama. Bring truth, but not tension, okay? Like, you feel my truth? Like, if you look at certain celebrity relationships, like look at Russell Williams or what is his name? Russell Wilson and Ciara. Now, this is how you do peace and personality. Like, Cece isn't boring by long shot, baby. She is balanced, okay? And when I say balanced, this is all the way balanced. Like, she don't mind twerking. She don't mind picking up a bottle, feeding the baby. Like, she doing it all over there. Like, she brings serenity and she brings a sparkle to that relationship. Like, she's very loving. She's playful. And she's more than anything a team player, like, with the side of choreography. Like, she dance. You know, she hit her little dance moves, do her little trends. Like, she still has a life outside of her marriage, but she keeps her marriage, you know, private in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's proof that peace doesn't mean passive. And look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, we saw Lemonade. Yeah, sis brought accountability and elevation. And that's not quite peaceful, okay? That's transformative power. She didn't just keep the peace. She redefined that thing, okay? And look at Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. They, oh my gosh, they're like the perfect example of how honesty, humor, and vulnerability can create real peace, okay? She's not just sitting in silence, okay? She's not sitting there silently on the sidelines while he's, you know, throwing them balls, you know. No, let me not say that. She's definitely matching his energy, but she's very transparent with it. And it allows their relationship to constantly grow, you know. And somehow along the way, it just still gives couples goals. Like, when you look at them on the outside looking in, like, we don't know what they're going through in their personal life because we only see this. And I absolutely love it. But I say all this to say that being his peace shouldn't mean becoming his emotional slave, okay? Or just being silent. Be his mirror, but not his muzzle, okay? Because the real flex, my dear, is being the woman who brings a peace of mind and not a piece of quiet, okay? Because if a man is at peace, you know, a man at peace will never call you out your power or call you a problem. So keep that in mind. But I want to get into the real tea for a second, because what I'm about to pour out is definitely piping hot science mixed with savage psychology and a dash of flirtation with a sprinkle of manipulation. But this is just all for educational purposes, of course. Keep that in mind, okay, people? And I do want to add just a little bit of sugar in here too, because you know I like to keep it sweet, bookie boo. I like to keep it sweet, bookie boo. But buckle up, sugar, because the vasopressin effect is definitely not for the faint of hearts, and it's not for the weak, okay? I'm definitely going to get into some stuff that will definitely have you scratching the back of your neck. Like, dang, I didn't know all this. She's telling me something. She's definitely telling me something. I'm about to go ahead and sprinkle some jewels on you today. So, get ready. Let's talk about the emotionally intelligent feminine, okay? Like, this type of woman, she's definitely capable of turning that situationship into a full-blown, he'll never leave you alone type devotion and relationship that could possibly lead to a further commitment down the road, okay? Because she knows how to use it right. She knows how to use it properly. And how to stress a man into loving you correctly. Is that possible? Is it possible to stress a nigga into loving you correctly? No. This girl about to go crazy. Yes, you heard me right. No, we're not out here just being traditionally his and traditionally saying, oh, I'm his peace type of energy. No, we're here to tap into his, you know, survival wiring and make him crave you like his last breath, okay? Make him crave your existence like he needs you. So, welcome to biology class, where black magic meet vasopressin. No, please forgive me. But no, I'm serious. Like, a lot of the times, women go out into these relationships, they get into these situationships, I should say, and they often feel ignored, they feel underappreciated, and they're not really getting that same emotional connection that's being reciprocated to the man. So they're left feeling betrayed, or they're left feeling, you know, undeserving, or feeling undervalued, or not wanted, or not his type in some type of way. And then what does that do for the female? That makes her in turn feel as though there's something wrong with her. Oh no, baby, it's nothing wrong with you. It's not you. It might be him, but it's not you. It's never you. It might be him and his mama. No, let me not go there. But for real, you want to have a love that's strong. Stronger than Gorilla Glue, okay? And when I say it's absolutely possible to trigger a man correctly, you can absolutely do it. Like, everyone talks about oxytocin like it's the Beyonce of bonding hormones, okay? But in a man's mind, vasopressin is the real bitch in charge, okay? That's the one, okay? Because when it's released, it's definitely territorial, it's protective, and it gets right into the center of his medulla oblongata, where it needed. No, I'm playing too much. No, but it does get into the center of where we need to really get a reaction out of him in the right way, a loving response, a response that's going to keep him coming back, in a sense. Yes. So let me just break this down like a TikTok life coach with a ring light, okay? Vasopressin, fight or fall in love hormone is what I like to call it. And when it's triggered, it will make him want you. It will make him want to guard you. It will make him want to commit to you. And more so than anything, it will make him want to mark his territory, okay? you might see him start to call you, oh, that's my girl, that's my bae, that's bae right there, that's da da da, whatever, to strangers. And for you, you might feel like it's, you know, Brandon season at that point. Once he started calling you, oh, that's my girl, da da da, you know, it feels good. It got a little ring to it, so to speak. We get excited when we hear that, right? But no, this is not your permission slip to just be a drama queen once he starts calling you his girl, or start to pick fights over the wrong type of sauce that you got at Chick-fil-A. No, we're not becoming drama queens at all. We're talking strategic stress, okay? So think, you challenge him, you don't chase him, okay? You make him work for your time, your validation, work for your body, work for your damn attention, okay? Because every time he experiences minor stress, he's going to gain your approval, okay? Vasopressin goes ding, 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 and another emotional link is forged, okay? It's like training for a slightly arrogant, overgrown, emotional golden retriever of some sort, okay? You give him a task, aka you make some plans, okay? He completes them on time, okay? Gold star for him. And you offer emotional validation like, wow, baby, you really pulled that off. Damn, I'm so impressed by you. Wow, that's my man. Then boom, hormone hit. And what's not to love about that, baby? Like, you done got this man in his feels right now. He feeling himself, okay? He done did something good, okay? He's accomplished something, and he's been rewarded with your great reward of acknowledgement. Like, you acknowledged it, that he accomplished it. So what is that going to do for this man in the long run? He's going to want to accomplish more things just so he can get that approval, just to hear you being so energetically into whatever he just accomplished, to the point where he's just gonna be like, what else can I do? Let me go build a motherfucking house out back. I got this. Brother man probably don't even know a brick from a can of paint, but he can feel on top of the world depending on the way you set the reward system up. Now, you don't have to go and tell this man that he has a point system with you. You can just mentally take notes, you know, nothing too serious, and just reward accordingly, okay? Yeah, so you see, if the oxytocin is the bonding hormone for women and the vasopressin is the loyalty hormone in men, then it's the chemical that makes him want to protect you and provide for you and prioritize you. So basically, when you're increasing the vasopressin levels, that's what turns a man from he's just chilling into he's now building type of energy. So before you go into thinking that this man needs to be manipulated, pause, because we're not manipulating anyone around these parts, okay? This isn't witchcraft, baby. This is brain chemistry with a little bit of divine feminine strategy. You're not controlling him. You're creating conditions where his masculine instincts can naturally flourish. Like, when you successfully activate that and reward his effort, not just his outcome, because there is a difference. When he completes any type of task, whether it's fixing something, handling business, or even just planning something as simple as a date night with you, acknowledge the effort that he's put in, not just the result, because vasopressin spikes when a man feels purposeful and appreciated. He's not just chasing your approval, he's chasing that biochemical reward of being your hero. So give him that hero type of role, baby, okay? Instead of thanks for taking care of that, say, oh my gosh, babe, I just love how you handle things. It makes me feel so safe. It makes me feel cared for. And then boom, again, you just hit him with some vasopressin. Boom, that vasopressin button just went off. And guess what? You just absolutely successfully stroked his protective instinct. Yes, you can absolutely do that. Give him the opportunity to do for you, you know, and then let him win in doing for you. Men bond through doing. So when he helps you or he fixes something or he takes the lead, he gets that surge of vasopressin that links you to, you know, basically getting some type of rewarding feeling in the end. That's why when you try to be Miss Independent, who need, I don't need no man. A man for what? I got this. Need no man for nothing. You know, type of energy, you're unknowingly cutting off that biological drive to, you know, basically attach. You know, a man is not going to want to attach to you with you acting like a man. You too far gone into your masculine energy to even just pull it back a little bit and dabble and, you know, stay dripped up in feminine power, I should say, but just dibble a little bit into the feminine energy to cater to that need. Because real talk, the more he invests, you know, his effort, the more the brain values you, okay? If he's not investing in you, then he don't value you, baby. And that's just my opinion, okay? We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Have you ever wanted professional advice for your relationship? Do you want to see the different sides to every relationship? Are you ready to take your relationship to the next level? Every relationship isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Most of the time, there are arguments, struggles, and miscommunication that can lead to losing the connection with your partner. Don't make that mistake. Learn from the stories of others and read corresponding relationship advice to help you understand how to respond if you ever find yourself in this position. Make the most out of your relationships and go after the man of your dreams with guidance on the do's and don'ts of every relationship. Discover real life experiences. There's no better teacher than real life. With true relationship stories, learn from their failures and successes without having to go through the pain yourself. Professional advice. At the end of every story, you'll find relationship advice to help you understand what to do when you're faced with a similar situation. Never feel lost and confused ever again. Securing your relationship. From tips on attracting your soulmate to keeping the relationship fresh and spicy to ensure that your relationship will stay happy and healthy no matter how much time has passed. Relationship guidelines. Discover the top things to have in common with your partner to ensure a successful long-term relationship. A foolproof and universal guide that always works. Get rid of the confusion and anxiety that comes with uncertainty in relationships and add value to your relationship by implementing the advice and guidance found in this easy-to-follow book. Achieve the relationship of your dreams when you order Find a Man, Keep a Man, professional advice and real-life stories to help you understand your partner. Now available on Amazon, Google Play, and Kindle. Order your copy today.
Don't go around trying to rob him of those bonding opportunities by saying, it's fine, I got it, just because you got an attitude, okay? No, boo. You got your nails done. Let him get that door, okay? And look him in his eyes when he get that door for you. Like, you give him them googly eyes like, thank you, baby. Flirt with your eyes a little bit. And then maybe touch his chest as you walk in the door, slowly letting him look at all of the curves as he follows behind you. Yes, you have to have some type of positive reinforcement that just makes you pressure, okay? You got to be pressure, baby, out here in these streets because it's 2025, okay? We're not just out here doing things moderately or, you know, doing it in a way where it's just like, maybe he see me, maybe he don't. No, you step out there. Now he sees you. He hear you, you know, because you really, what you really don't want to do is nag this man, because Nagging will kill vasopressin faster than the bad cologne will. Okay? And when you really just frame things with admiration instead of expectation, his brain associates you with some type of reward and not resistance. Like, for example, instead of, "You never help me with anything anyway," you know, try to say things like, "Baby, you look so good when you're focused. I love seeing you handle things around the house. You really just turn me on, and you've turned this whole room, this studio room, into a nice, elegant," blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever he's doing, you know, make it seem like he has went above and beyond. I don't care if he just put a desk in there with a picture frame on the top. Make it seem like he just did the most amazing job ever, okay? Because now that you've turned a potential argument into dopamine plus vasopressin, like, you got the perfect cocktail for a good day. Okay? And not to mention, I see a lot of ladies not really wanting to give a man any type of space to complete a mission in the first place. You got to allow these men to take a breath, okay? Because how is he going to miss you if you're always there? You're always on his hip. You're always in his back pocket calling 9 times a day. Like, no, a man needs a mission, okay? And he also needs that energy to get some things done. So when he's working on something, you know, his goals, his craft, or he's just in the gym grinding it, do not interrupt that zone. His focus releases vasopressin naturally. And when he finishes, he's going to come home to you in your softness and praise you. You know, his body, it literally is chemically connected to you the way he senses, you know, the accomplishments that he's actually doing for you or for the both of you, however it's being handled. Like, you're going to get that. That's why timing really matters. And you really want to reward him after any completion of anything that he's doing. So think of it as the emotional equivalent of a dessert after a workout. Like, girl, I know you like to eat, but for me, after I've had a long workout, okay, I'm definitely going to go get that ice cream sundae, or I'm going to go get a blizzard, because baby, I just did like 14,000 steps. And on top of that, I ran 5 miles. I deserve to get me a little calorie, you know, a little calorie exchange around here. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to splurge. That's me splurging. The same thing applies with the man. That's the way we're going to think of it. Give him that dessert after a hard, successful completion of a project, no matter what that project was. Okay. And I already mentioned, you know, touching him, giving that little eye contact, flirty type of thing. But yeah, dial it up a notch if you need to. You know, the touch, the eye contact, and the gratitude. Like, all of that just equals the holy trinity when you're really trying to enhance that vasopressin. You know, physical touch is everything. Everyone wants to be touched every now and then. They want to know that they look good, and you want to make them feel good too. Am I right? Okay. So physical touch and genuine appreciation just really enhances the vasopressin release. So when you're really adding that eye contact, you're just imprinting in his mind, as well as his peace and his purpose. You know, you're not a pick me, you're a keep me at this point. Okay, so don't get it twisted and think that you're a pick Misha just because you're trying to give a little flirty eyes and a little touch and let them know, baby, you are doing everything right in my book. Like, let that man know. But I'm gonna also let you know what not to do, because it will absolutely give you the absolute opposite effect, okay? Because it's a lot of things that we do, women, we do. But Let's just be real clear for a second, because what we're not going to do is take this dude on an emotional roller coaster, okay? We're not going to give him the silent treatment or the let me test him by flirting with his best friend type of games, okay? Because the wrong stress will absolutely shut him down and make him defensive, or at worst, make him see you as a threat instead of a prize. And then guess what? No vasopressin for you, okay? He'll mentally file you right up underneath emotional terrorists, okay? And move on with someone less chaotic. And I'm sure that's not what you want. So you can't just be dropping crazy on him like that, okay? Now, I know it's about you and about 8 others in there with you, but calm down. Don't do that. No, but for real, like, you've heard me speak about the whole vasopressin. Now, I want to really just touch on the oxytocin, okay? Because this right here, this one is the love hormone, for sure. Like, it's a cute name, but it's a very dangerous game, okay? And let me tell you, the oxytocin, baby, like, that warm, that fuzzy, that loving chemical, you know, your brain releases when you cuddle or you kiss or you're talking deeply, or the two of you just lock in, you know, you staring each other down, locking eyes for what feels like a few seconds, but really a few minutes too long, like type of stare. Like, that's what we call oxytocin. Like, we're bonding, you know what I'm saying? And even if the person you're bonding with still has, like, this active Hinge account, whatever, you can still bond in that type of way. And that's really where things can get tricky, of course, because while you're mentally redecorating his apartment and picturing your initials on his hoodie, he might just be there, you know, refreshing DoorDash, you know, orders, or ordering wings and planning his next exit strategy so he can get to his next date or something. Meanwhile, you done painted this entire picture of what your future might look like. Like, here's the science behind it all, okay? Because oxytocin, it will flood your system and tell your brain, like, hey, this is a safe person. Like, it will make you feel safe.
Yeah.
Signaling your brains to say, hey, this person is home to me. But not everyone's brain is on the same wavelength. So be careful, because men typically bond through vasopressin, another hormone that activates when they're protecting and pursuing or invest in effort, right? Okay. Basically, that's translation for your cuddle session might feel like a commitment to you, but to him, it's just some type of comfortable proximity, you know, little get together or a vibe, so to speak. Okay. That's why emotional self-control isn't cold. It's chemistry, it's management. But to really just break everything down, like, you can and absolutely will stop getting emotionally mugged by oxytocin if you learn how to basically delay physical intimacy. Like, you want his vasopressin online before, you know, your oxytocin even gets overdrafted. You know what I'm saying? Because vasopressin is the protect and commit hormone, of course. And that's going to take time. And, you know, you're going to have to basically challenge it to kick in. Basically, translation for that, stop giving husband level energy to men who can't remember your middle name. Okay? Hell, they can't remember it, let alone pronounce it. And another thing you gotta really be careful with is overly sharing. Like, a lot of the times people just overly share information way too early. Like, I get it. Emotional intimacy is everything. But emotional intimacy can be just as bonding as physical touch. Like, those 3 a.m. trauma dump conversations. Yeah. Do you really want to trauma bond with this person? Is that what you're looking for? Because your brain think that's, you know, some type of valve exchange. Like, you keep it light, you keep it mysterious, and you save the deep dives for those who really earned emotional access. But don't just be willy-nilly giving out your entire life history report along with your past relationship report on how this man just did you dirty. Like, no. Well, dial it back some, baby. Dial it back. Because, no, we're not doing that. You need to basically protect yourself in a way where certain information is sacred. And make sure you're not trading your self-care routines either, you know, for FaceTime calls that keeps getting rescheduled. Don't do that. Like, your hobbies were your hobbies before you met him, along with your friendships and, you know, your goals. So keep your dopamine high and your energy intact, as well as your identity. Because a lot of times you see women tend to lose themselves when they do get into these relationships. And the last thing that we want is to lose our identity while trying to cater to someone else's. Okay? So when your world stays full, he stays intrigued, okay? And you, my dear, you're going to stay balanced, yes. However, what we're not going to do is allow this man to be out here tiptoeing in rain boots and tap dancing and slides, okay? Because if you're out here trying to bond with him and he's not on that type of time, you're basically wasting your time. If you're doing all the emotional heavy lifting, basically just planning the dates, forgiving his ghosting appearances, and remembering his big interview, and all he's giving you is, who is this type of energy? Congratulations, baby. You're running a one-woman oxytocin marathon while he's basically chilling in a testosterone town. Like, what? Where are you, sir? What are you doing? Like, you're trying to figure out what he's at, what he has going on. Your brain's saying, you know, we're in love. His brain is saying, this is a chill vibe. You know, I can vibe with her. Sis, that's not destiny. That's a chemical mismatch. So pause. Don't chase closure either, or try to reclaim some type of clarity. Go grab your journal, write down what you feel without judgment, and remember that awareness is some type of antidote to this emotional autopilot type of situation that you just had yourself in, and get out quickly. Because once you're out of there, you will have the opportunity to connect with somebody that matches your same wavelength, that matches what you're looking for and desiring in a connection. Because chemistry is everything, and chemistry is power, especially if you know how to use it. Like, mastering your oxytocin doesn't make you heartless. It makes you hormonal sovereign, okay? You're not out here to manipulate. You're here to understand the matrix. You can't just out-emote biology, but you can learn its language. Just like you can absolutely trigger vasopressin like you're some type of love sorceress. Or you could absolutely just master your own oxytocin like some type of emotional Jedi. Because love just isn't in the heart. It's in the chemicals firing in your brain. And when you get fluent in that science, you stop confusing chemistry for compatibility. You stop falling and you start choosing. This week, I have a listener challenge for you. I want you to run a little experiment. Every time you feel yourself craving his attention, pause. Ask yourself, is this love or is this oxytocin withdrawal? If, and I mean if, is the latter, you know, effect, of course. Go hug a friend, go pet your dog, or go dance in the mirror if you want to. Your brain will release oxytocin either way. That's why when my family friends, they all call me up, they're like, girl, what you doing? What you doing? You still dancing in your house? Dancing in front of the mirror? Yes, absolutely. Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And, you know, none of those options come with mixed signals or emotional overdrives, because, yes, it's okay to absolutely want that oxytocin, you know, boost, some type of boost me upper. But I absolutely know I have filled you guys up with lots of information, and woo, baby, I can just go on and on about this topic, because it's all about what really goes into the moment that really gets it going, you know? And it depends on how you say things as well. It's not always what you say, it's how you say it. And now that your brain is officially sizzling from all of that hormonal intel, take a moment to just exhale, you know? Today wasn't about playing games. It was about gaining powerful clarity on how connections really work. You know, yeah, you know that vasopressin, you know what I'm saying? That hormone that makes you just really get, you know, taken off the market. It makes him want to claim you. It makes him want to fight for you and just absolutely bond to you with all of that deep masculine loyalty. You also know that that oxytocin can be your best friend or it can be your worst enemy, just depending on how and when you actually allow it to flow. But here's the real truth, because real love doesn't happen by accident. It's built. Because you see, power isn't found in being desired. It's found in being unforgettable. The woman who really understands a man's mind will always have a seat at his table, whether it's in his heart or in his future. You're not asking for too much. You are asking for too much from the wrong man. So just remember, the goal isn't just to catch feelings. It's to build a connection that honors you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and yes, chemically too. So until next time, keep your frequency high, your boundaries sexy, and your hormones in check. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. Hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning into No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.